You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. In Columbus, Montana, a couple doors down from the New Atlas Bar on Pike Avenue, I noticed a small barbershop. Through the window, I could see an older gentleman sitting in an antique chair, reading a newspaper and waiting for his next customer. He told me his name was Bob Harsha, that he was born in 1921 on a ranch near Reed Point, and that cutting hair is the only job he's ever had.
My dad done a little barbering when he was a young fella. And when I graduated from high school, well, of course, there was no money to go to college. I decided I was going to go to barber school. I think I went to school that same year that I graduated from high school. Went out to Spokane, went to Moeller Barber College. So I bounced around here and there and got what jobs I could. It's awful hard to get anybody to take you on when you was a new man, you know. Then I went in the Navy during World War II. And the main reason I did that was because the Navy had their own barbers. I served my time aboard ship in the South Pacific. I was on a carrier, and we had a lot of men on there. So it kept me busy all the time. That's all I'd done besides stand watch was just cut hair. When I got discharged in 1946, why, I came back here, and I've been right here ever since.
In this same shop?
Yes, sir. Very same shop. You know, if a guy didn't like what he was doing, it would be terrible. But I always liked it. Always enjoyed cutting hair. And I seems like I learned something every day. You don't make a lot of money, but you have a nice, clean job, and you always have a job. So to me, it was probably as good as anything I could have done without an education. It'll be hard for you to believe this, but I stand here and cut hair every day, and a lot of the times I kind of do something different than I've been doing, and it works out good. Well, I figure I've learned something.
So if I were to sit down and you were to cut my hair, you would just kind of experiment with it?
Well, I'd try to get you to tell me what you wanted, and then I'd try and do approximately what you ask. Well,
I think I need a little training.
I could do that.
Okay, I just want the slightest trim, just a little trim.
Okay. The method of cutting hair nowadays is quite a bit different than when I started.
How's that?
Well, you got a lot better equipment for one thing. And of course, nowadays you don't shave anybody anymore. For a good share of my life, why, you've done the shaves all the time. You don't do it anymore. I take it you didn't want anything done with the top.
Oh, just leave it. You can just leave it the way it is.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's take a look.
There you are.
Well, I look 10 years younger.
Well, maybe you do. It depends on who you're talking to. About 10 years ago, I was about to retire, and my wife had a stroke. And after she died, I thought, well, I'm alone here. What the hell am I going to do? I thought, I've worked down here so long and had so many friends down here that I thought, I better just keep going and just enjoy it. You know, my life has been just pretty darn good. I've appreciated all of it. And I don't know why. I'm just happy with everything. That's about all I can say. Time just flies by. I never get lonesome or anything like that. It's just a great life.
You've been listening to Bob Harsha in Columbus, Montana. This is Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images of this story and to listen to and download dozens of stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.